Yeah! Turn it up! Yeah! Turn it up! Something's shifting in the air tonight. Truth's alive and it's breaking through the lies. Laugh it off while we tear it down. Nothing hidden when we're around. Feel it rising, no disguise. Welcome to a human perspective. Let's go.
Let's go. Grand Rising, everyone. Happy Asha and Q Day. And welcome to another episode of Cumin Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm Johnny Boy.
Johnny Boy. All right. Glad you're here with us, Johnny Boy, where we discuss and explore the divine masculine feminine energy and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio TV for the awesome songs they've created for our show. Absolutely wow. Spot on. And mm-hmm. We totally love the intro and the outro songs as well. John and I would like to invite all of our listeners to our primary webpage on bbsradio.com and click on the full-length song if you so desire. It's about 4 minutes long, but I tell you what, you won't be disappointed. It is killer. All.
It's amazing. They did a great job. And to me, it's divinely produced. Great job, boys.
Wonderful. Yeah, it is. Wow. Yeah, as a reminder to our listeners, last week was our first year anniversary. And John and I couldn't have thought of any better gift for our anniversary than those songs. Again, thank you so very much, BBS Radio TV, for all of your behind-the-scenes engineering and the gift of songs. We wouldn't have a show without you guys. And so we appreciate you so very, very much.
Absolutely, Kevin. As you know, I took a week and went away to Mexico with my
family.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I took the package with me, the song package that Don mm-hmm. had created. Mm-hmm. And they were blown away. And, you know, we're talking...
Your family was
my
blown?
My family. Yep, oh, yep. Yeah. The youngest is 24 in uh-huh. our group that was there. And, you know, most... people are in their 30s and mm-hmm. 40s, we'll say. Mm-hmm. But the song was really well received, and it really intrigued their interest mm-hmm. to our program, what it was about. Of course, there's so much information in that song that is exactly it exactly lines up with the mission that you and I have, and it's just fantastic. So anyway, I would encourage everyone to listen to that song. It's fantastic, and not just you know, bragging about it. I'm just saying that's how I feel about it. Yeah. I've been riding high ever since. And
me too.
Man, what an incredible gift. Absolutely. Thank you again, boys. It's fantastic.
I downloaded it, of course, and I love playing it in my car. You know, I turn it up, you know,
I
just
really
start
upbeat.
Rocking.
Woo. It gets you snapping your fingers.
It gets you, yeah.
But it's also designed in such a way that you hear all the words, and mm-hmm. it delivers the meaning of the different aspects of what our mission is. So it's fantastic. Thank you so much again.
Yeah. Well, so today we are not having open lines this program due to the fact that this is an additional show to continue our discussions of articles from forthepeople.space. In addition, we would like to encourage listeners, however, to subscribe or donate to our show if you so desire. And for those of you who have already donated or subscribed, we appreciate you guys so very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely, Kevin. And as you said there, this is an extra program, and it mm-hmm. seems to be that forthepeople.space is stepping up their game a bit and putting lots more mm-hmm. information out there.
Yeah.
So I just want to let the listeners know that you and I are contemplating on perhaps doing a show every Saturday just to keep it up to date and current and keep up with the information. So
we'll
keep
not,
them posted on that.
Exactly. We're not going to around in our hearts to see whether or not we want to do this. We got to, you know... We have other commitments sometimes, but we're going to try to make room for it, perhaps, to be able to do it every week. That would be good. So we'll keep you listeners posted, you know,
right on.
What we're going to be doing. All right, John, let's get started with the first article from forthepeople.space postings. Please, again, follow along, listeners, if you so desire, and we will begin with Hybrids, The Great Awakening. You see a meme of two statues. One statue is of a winged woman, and the second statue is her child sitting on her lap. And the caption reads, "Hybrids." Now, this article is kind of unusual in that we start off with a video, it's about an hour long. So if you were to click on the link just below the meme, you would be introduced to Q the Storm Rider, whose name is Bear. He is a Native American, and obviously he was given that name as an animal spirit, kind of fits his spirit. Well, John and I watched this video and extrapolated from it some key information. So the rest of the article are pages that Cat is the C3 transcribed from Q the Storm Rider's podcast on Patreon. Now, John and I, we'll try to paraphrase each of the transcripts so you can kind of get an understanding or an understanding of what is being said. However, before we do, we would like to encourage our listeners to watch the video on your own to get the total information experience. All right, so the first transcript page is kind of like a summation, if you will, and talks about the hybrids and alien disclosure and the underground hidden Bibles under the Vatican. And they have like 53 miles of a library of old technology, literature, stuff that dates back to like 4,000 BC and even older than that. And the stuff is biblical. Hybrids and angels and aliens and spirits and having sex with humans and creating different bloodlines. This is all connected to the Middle East, to ancient civilizations, and what is going on in the war with Iran, what's near Israel, Saudi Arabia, Iraq. Well, Trump, he's cutting off all the deep state operations in Iran and the Middle East and securing the Americas.
I like that line, securing the Americas and
Yes.
making the West all encompassed as one, which is how creation made it. And Kevin, I'd also like to say that in my heart, I feel that Q the Storm Rider, Bear, encompasses the spirit of Q. That's just the feeling that I have. I just like our listeners maybe to kind of keep that in their mind when they're listening to them, see if they feel the same. Okay, so it says here on a bit of a meme that what's underneath Iran is much bigger. Ancient civilizations and ancient technology, ancient relics, powerful black rock pyramids that are deep underground, stargates. And it says Trump and the military are also taking control of these dark, deep underground bases all the way inside Israel and Jordan and Syria, Iran, Saudi Arabia into Iraq. Says the real intel is disclosure is coming a few weeks, in a few weeks. So the whole world is going to change. Trump, Putin, Xi, Modi, and Mohammed bin Salman are all working together behind the scenes to collapse this the world deep state financial system and taking away their money. So we're going to see a lot of changes happen here really
Oh,
quickly.
I hope so. I hope so.
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah.
Well, I don't hope so. I know so. I know it's going to happen. That's
Sure.
nothing can stop what is coming, right? So,
Right on.
yeah. So to paraphrase some of page two, Bear, Q the Storm Rider, talks about more alien disclosure and more hybrids. And when Matt Gaetz drops a bomb that he got intel from a military member stationed in Florida in a town called Crestview. Now that story is going viral. So now members of the government are stepping up to disclose what the public has always speculated. Although this is a slow trickle, of course. Bear tells us why President Trump is flipping back and forth. It's really important what he's doing. He's creating the Streisand effect, hiding military movements, creating chaos in the stock market, chaos for the military opposition and their assessments as to what he's going to do. It's important for the fog of war. And then Bear, he talks about Alex Jones and Joe Rogan being friends, and that Joe Rogan is the number one podcaster in the world. Well, Alex Jones is in direct communication with Elon Musk. The same thing with Joe Rogan. Musk runs the biggest operation in the world connected to the military. When Musk and Trump separated, it was all military operations. And then Musk captured Twitter, and they were going to use it as a soft world EBS system where the military moves information. Finally, in this page, page two, Bear talks about how the real information in the Bible has to do with aliens and hybrids with different powerful spirits like Jesus, masters, not only Jesus, that had discovered what Jesus knew that could defeat death. Jesus could activate the living DNA energy spirit into plasma energy, going into quantum fields, jumping timelines, and then the gates to immortality. Humans have the ability to transcend a weak human spirit back into divine energy, into God's. That was the real message of Christ.
Incredible message, Kevin.
Yeah.
And something really none of us were aware of as they've taken that meaning from any biblical texts. It goes on to say, but the dark bloodlines, these dark forces of hybrids, demigods, having sex with human women, all of these old, old bloodlines connected to fallen angels, stories of the Anunnaki, all these different old stories of creating hybrids and their bloodlines, those bloodlines today are at war with each other. Understand this stuff is biblical. Hybrids, angels, aliens, spirits having sex with humans in creating different bloodlines. This is all connected to the Middle East, to ancient civilizations, to what's going on, to the war inside Iraq that's near Israel, Saudi Arabia, Iraq. This whole, or pardon me, what's going on inside Iran, I meant to say. This whole region where this whole story of hybrids and angels and giants and different gods from different universes, this the closest we can tell you what we're coming to with disclosure is stargates. And those stargates are opening up portals here, different dimensions, quantum leaping, quantum fields. What Tesla was working on, Tesla, the father of modern day time travel, that the government took, stole, connected to Trump's family, Uncle John G. Trump, the physicist who worked with Tesla. This is where everything is headed. So yeah. There's a lot of technology coming out, a lot of disclosure here.
Oh, yeah. You know, especially bringing out the portals and stuff. Could you imagine later on when, if you will, all the dust settles, we all might be able to use these portals and transport from A to B in seconds, you know?
So. Right, which these evil beings have been doing all along.
Exactly.
And, of course, it would just seem miraculous to us. And, of course, people see them as gods and all that throughout history because of the technology they used.
Yeah.
But we're soon to find out that we are far more powerful naturally through source than they ever could ever imagine being.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, as far as page four, now in Iran, Trump is stabilizing all these terrorist operations that were run by the cabal and the deep state, these old bloodlines. Trump is stabilizing the regions and bringing the oil under control. He's also taking control of these dark, deep underground bases all the way inside Israel, Jordan, Syria, Iran, Saudi Arabia, into Iraq. Trump is destroying all these telecommunications throughout the regions and a bunch of stuff connected to advanced tech and mind control. All of that is being eliminated. The whole world is going to change. The exposure of aliens and hybrids and gods and the real stories of the Bible. Then, eventually, the huge project of the Great Awakening is connected to what they call and want to bring out in the latest stages is to let humans know you are directly connected to God through your DNA. You have the abilities created through you to connect and use that divine force however you want to use it and however you want to use that divine force energy.
Beautiful, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the words of Cue the Storm Rider that we're reading, just so that our listeners know. Sometimes it's a little different than perhaps the wording we would use. And So I'll start off in the section I'm going to read. Now, he repeats himself here a bit, but you get the message. Trump, Putin, Xi, Modi, and Mohammed bin Salman are all working together behind the scenes to collapse the world deep state financial system and taking away their money. That's going to create everything from a bomb crisis to a collapse, a black swan event, and it's going to last for a little while, but everything will quickly be brought back into control. A new system is going to be born. Humans have to see it for themselves, the chaos. Even though you are watching this and listening to this, you are a small minority in the world that understands there are military operations behind the scenes and the miraculous events happening behind the scenes. Most people
Exactly.
are not aware of any of this that's
Oh,
going on
no, I'm sure the
where they're
surface
here.
population really isn't aware, and as it says here, just a very small minority, us, who's
Right on.
listening to these programs and are basically the ones who are awakened to know what's going on. And that's kind of
It's
why
true.
it feels like a slow roll, because we already know what's
Right.
happening, but the surface population, they
Right on.
don't.
And when you see things happening in mainstream media, the messages they're putting out there, it's really frustrating for those of us who are awake.
All right. So the final thoughts on this in this article is that Trump has given the deep state, the cabal, the Satanist, a corridor in the past to give yourself up, and he has done as much as he can, and he's removing these people. And when he does that, it gives them information. It gives them comms. He is no longer accepting any more deals now. You had your time, and your time is done. Now we're going to activate the military, activate the next phase of operations, bring down the world globalist empire. Those corridors are gone. If you get
That's
caught up
right.
in the storm, you can be executed, spend your life in prison, have all of your wealth seized. And finally, the Artemis story. It's into the billions of dollars. The real wires, it's two things. The 1969 moon stuff, it never happened. This little ship going through space, it's nonsense. Now here's the second part. Yes, there were operations that went to the moon and different regions of the galaxy, but that has to do with powerful technology. That's the real truth about that. And that's eventually the truth that's going to be brought back out to the surface population.
Wow. Kevin, you had mentioned there, it says into the billions of dollars. Now we know that this whole story is crap. And so imagine this money and where it's going, where it's being siphoned
Oh,
and
yeah, it's
so on.
being
This is a
laundered,
message here.
cleaned. Yeah, for sure.
And obviously, supporting nefarious, very nefarious, dark things. So the information here ends with reference to a previous posting in regards to NASA, the aliens, the Great Awakening post. So Kevin and I felt it would we should bring that older article back to the surface and discuss it as it is relevant here, and also since as we were saying, Artemis is two is in the current news. So
Exactly.
we'll move on to that old posting, Kevin,
Yeah.
and it does give reference to it on this posting, so people can
Yeah.
click and go to it.
Exactly. The very last page in this article is referencing NASA. So, and there is a little area where you can click on and read more about it. So that's what we did. We pulled this old article. NASA is the name of the article, Aliens, the Great Awakening, and this was posted in May 31 of 2021, almost 5 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, we see a meme of NASA flight crew operations patch, and the caption reads, "Astronauts have been stuck in low Earth orbit, boldly going nowhere." That's by Paul Davies. He's the one who quoted that. That should tell you everything, I think,
Right on.
Not a space agency is, and it's very important for people to know that NASA is complete crap. Because I've been inside these programs and I know how it works, and has nothing to do with mechanical transportation. It's about conscious transportation. So many of these people talking about the secret space program, you physically can't leave our dimension. If you're in a body that's from this reality, I can, but you have to come back in a relatively quick time. So they used me. They used many other people in these programs to fly these vessels based on consciousness, not physicality. That's part of the reason for these abductions. The intrinsic aliens need very powerful consciousness to create, fly a vessel, many, many things like that. And then the ones, aliens, that you can't see but are all around us to be in this reality, or they wouldn't have a reality. Now, all of that was quoted by Q. Q was the one who was talking about that and talking on Jane and Billy Zora's Blog Talk radio show. So.
Now, we're not even aware of the abilities we have. Can you imagine the abilities that these alien races are siphoning from us? They've got us in these soul cages, as Q talks about, and what they're doing with our energy, goodness knows. And to know that our consciousness is able to control these ships, well, you become one, apparently, and they're living as Q had said. And we have no or little idea what is actually taking place here. The advice for us on what you just touched on is summed up on a meme here of one of my favorite comedians, George Carlin, as I'm sure he is to a lot of
Oh,
our listeners,
yeah, I remember
and
George
especially
Carlin.
he's from our time. And it
Yeah.
reads, "Don't just teach your children to read, teach them to question what they read, teach them to question everything." And we know that holds very true now more than ever.
Oh, more than that's so appropriate now. Question everything because basically everything we've been told has been
Is a
false,
lie.
or has been just the opposite of, So, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. That's so
Question
true, Kevin.
everything. Yeah. So, this article, I was going to print it out, to help, but it's a 65-page article. This is a
Holy
long
smokes.
article.
Oh,
No way. Yeah, so.
yeah,
So we're going
it's
to try to
expensive.
we're going to try to condense this information as great a great deal,
Sure.
But in the interest of disclosure, we want to hit the major points and we'll not take long discussing it.
Okay.
Do you remember back in January 28th, 1986, the Challenger space shuttle mission with seven crew members on board? They explode in mid-air, reportedly killing the entire crew.
Yeah, can you imagine? And all of that, Kevin, all of that that feeling that shot across every human around
Yeah,
this
the
globe, that
mass
they siphoned.
consciousness, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
and they siphoned that energy. Sorry, I
Yeah,
didn't mean to interrupt.
no,
Just
that's all right. Were they really on board? Actually, no, they weren't. Six of the seven are still, to this day, alive and living their lives comfortably. And the article continues on by explaining that Stanley Kubrick, a well-known movie producer using Disney Studios, filmed the moon landing of 1969. It was all fake. Somehow we all kind of knew that, though, in our own intuition and gut feeling. We knew that was kind of fake,
Yeah.
Well, in addition, the article ponders the question if the spacecraft really could have made it to the moon. Steel frame, aluminum foil holding it together. Come on. Not
Right,
really.
right.
Not a chance.
No chance.
Yeah.
And throughout the years, different things have been brought up about that landing, that to folks like you and I, it instantly made sense that it made no sense that they had
Right.
made this landing.
Yeah.
And different evidence that we had reviewed, and but to the other folks, they couldn't really see through that
Right.
nonsense. It's
No.
just crazy how it affects them and how they're so effective, this
Well,
brainwashing
they
system.
did it quite well, didn't they? I mean,
Oh, they do, yeah, because it's very evident, like you mentioned, the aluminum foil, all this kind of thing. You can just see that with the naked eye. You don't need any
I mean,
special
we don't know
equipment.
much about space, so we kind of
No.
took it for granted that NASA knew
Yeah.
what they were talking about. So, yeah, gold aluminum foil, that'll make it through. So,
And we're very trusting, very, very
yeah.
trusting, as we've been with our doctors and the whole gamut, right?
Yeah.
So it makes absolutely zero sense. And Q the Storm Rider notes some math for us to ponder here.
Oh.
I just got to bring up the page a little better here.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a little bit, I didn't realize it didn't fit my screen. Just give me a second
Okay.
while I narrow it over. Okay, got it. So the Earth is moving through the galaxy at 62,000 miles per hour. That's four times the speed of a bullet. You understand how fast that is, he says with question marks. And at the same time, rotating, spinning on its axis at over 1,000 miles per hour. The moon is a quarter of a million miles away, 240,000 miles, orbiting the Earth at a speed of 2,288 miles per hour. Now that's three times the speed of sound, faster than a bullet. And NASA, the not a space agency, is telling you a small space shuttle will leave the Earth's atmosphere and engage easily with a 67,000 mile per hour solar wind velocity. That's like throwing a one grain of sand out a window of a speeding car moving 200 miles per hour. And at the same time, this space shuttle is going to travel half a million mile round trip on a tank of gas, he says, and return to Earth, perfectly finding an entry point, mind you, that we are traveling four times the speed of a bullet at us and spinning at 1,000 miles per hour on the Earth's axis easily. Says lots of question marks. So imagine, you know, so. You would think traveling half a billion miles, there would be asteroids and space debris. Now he says a 50 BMG bullet with it, which is a Browning machine gun bullet, can penetrate bulletproof glass and steel easily, but a small space rock debris will collide with the shuttle at speeds beyond 67 miles, 1,000 miles per hour. So
Yeah,
that sums it up really well, Kevin.
it does. Yeah. Oh man. So, yeah, we've been kind of hoodwinked, haven't we? We really don't know about space at all, you know.
No. Again, we're
And
just trusting. We're all
yeah,
trusting,
we just
right?
trust. Yeah. Well, in winding down this article, it discusses all of the different crew patches and what they actually mean. Many of the patches have an alien face or a body on them, referencing alien technology. We already have Moon and Mars bases that were established back in the 40s and 50s using advanced alien technology that was given to the military industrial complex under alien human agreements. The agreement between the aliens and then President Eisenhower was in exchange for alien technology. They, the aliens, could abduct humans, examine them, and return them back with no recognition of events.
Just a horrible criminal thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, crazy.
And that's what we were talking about last time about the timelines and cutting out the timeline, right, where they can cut out how they have what they've done to you and then splice back,
Right.
right?
Yeah, and you're right. No one's the wiser.
Mm.
It goes on to talk about alien disclosure that has already occurred and give some examples, and I will read a few of those. It says here, Forbes and the Huffington Post published a story based upon what it claimed was an FSB dossier summarizing NSA secrets handed over to the Russian Security Service by Snowden as follows. It says, Snowden's documents conclusively prove that the United States has been ruled by a race of tall white space aliens who met in 1954 with President Dwight Eisenhower, where the secret regime currently ruling over America was established. So, as you had just mentioned, Kevin, and then the information Snowden shared was confirmed by former Canadian Defense Minister Paul Hellyer, who apparently received top secret documents on this matter while serving as the Canadian Defense Minister. Now, Defense Minister Hellyer appeared on Russia Today's program Sofiko, where he admitted that aliens have been visiting our planet for thousands of years and described several types of extraterrestrials, including Nordics and the tall whites, who, according to Hellyer, are working with the U.S. Air Force in Nevada. Rings a bell, Area 51
Yeah.
likes, right? We live in a cosmos teeming with life of various sorts. And that was the quote from the Defense Minister Hellyer.
Yeah.
So
Oh.
these are not just somebody in the in a bar room.
Right. These are, you know.
Yeah, top-ranking people, officials from countries.
Exactly. Yeah. And finally, the article discusses many interviews and commentaries from the astronauts themselves, and they had some interesting stories to tell. Many, if not all, of the astronauts were sworn to secrecy under NDAs, under penalty of losing their pensions and family safety, or even worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The pressure that has been put on people, it's horrifying, and it's real pressure, real things. You know, this is worse than any mafia story you could ever imagine. Yeah. The article ends with a quote from Carl Sagan. "One of the saddest lessons of history is this: if we've been bamboozled long enough, we tend to reject any evidence of the bamboozle. We're no longer interested in finding out the truth. The bamboozle has captured us. It's simply too painful to acknowledge, even to ourselves, that we've been taken. Once you give a charlatan power over you, you almost never get it back." And that's true. It's right into your psyche, and it takes control, like MK Ultra.
Yeah, and that is why we're kind of slowly leaking out all this information to allow the human mind to grasp it, because we've been told all of our lives and many generations before us falsities, but it's been ingrained and programmed in us, and so now it's going to take a little time for us to, when we hear the truth, to absorb it, to understand it, to analyze it, and then to accept it. It's just going to take some time, but
And use George Carlin's advice and,
yeah.
I
remember
question
laughing
everything.
at George because he was so brutally cruel sometimes as far as the truth is concerned, and we were all laughing. Yeah, right, George, that's funny. But really, he was spot on. He was telling us the truth.
As a lot of comedians do, they deliver the truth in a funny way. Not so funny anymore.
All right. Well, John and I thought that was an important article to cover, even though it was back in 2021. We wanted to resurface that because of the recent events of Artemis II and, NASA coming into view and everything else. So,
And
yeah.
obviously, if for the people feel it's important to reference, we're going to
Yeah.
do that.
We're going to do it too. That's right. Next article, Deep Underground. A light on history. Military is the only way. We see a meme of a cartoon drawing of a man looking through a telescope, pointing towards and touching the sphere, the surface of the Earth. And the caption reads, "As many of you know, the Earth humans are aware of only a teeny tiny, minuscule patch of the entire globe, making it appear mostly flat as one travels. Our area is a very small part of the larger three-dimensional sphere."
It sure will be nice to see the entire planet one day, Kevin.
I
Yeah.
remember Q was telling us about, planet Earth is actually a huge, huge planet, but we
Yeah.
live in kind of like a small hole. And the Earth, if you was to look at it, it looks like Swiss cheese, all these little holes dotted
Right.
throughout the surface of Earth. But yet we live in a very small hole, a
Cenote.
cenote, like a crater, if you will, of us. But we feel it's a globe, but actually, in reality, it's more of a crater like. Yeah.
And of
So.
course, it was the brainwashing that the deep state,
Yeah.
NASA, and all that have done to us.
Yeah.
I'll continue to read here, Kev, a little bit of the from the posting. Before we were sanctioned off in our own little quarantined area, this part of the Earth enjoyed the same massive trees, animals, people, and sea life, etc., as the grander whole. When the large trees in this section of the planet were cut and turned into petrified mountains, the oxygen diminished significantly. Adding insult to injury, the negative aliens also began siphoning oxygen, water, and minerals, as well as DNA from this area. With this level of depletion, everything in this tiny region lost most of its ability to maintain or advance spiritually, consciously, and physically. Beings that exist in the vast expanse of the Earth, we are not privy to, experience a very different reality. Imagine how shocking that would be, Kevin, to go there and see these giant trees, these giant
Right.
beings,
Right.
everything. You know, there's probably insects close to
Yeah.
our size,
Yeah.
which would scare the bejesus out of us. But a lot of this area on Earth, I understand, is benevolent, however.
Well, you know, we've been kind of given glimpses of what potentially could be on the surface of the Earth. The flat earthers, we see the flat, and there was a book, I don't know the guy's name, but it was drawings of what he conceived, conceptually conceived of what was in all of these cenotes and all of these craters on Earth. And it was Mars, it was Saturn, and there
Yeah.
were areas where potentially there are actually dinosaurs and prehistoric beings and Sasquatch and a lot of these beings and entities that kind of we're aware of, but have been taken out of our particular cenote, but they still exist and they might still live on the surface of Earth, but just in a
Yes,
different
absolutely,
area,
Kevin.
right?
And as we know, there seems to be as much or at least a lot of life beneath the surface and then in Hollow Earth as well.
Many believe the movie King Kong was a fantasy, but once again, it's based on real life scenarios on other timelines. There are creatures that would appear massive to us, yet they're a normal size for the vastness of this globe. The dinosaurs were a normal size for this planet, but we see them as ginormous. Ancient Egypt has massive giants interacting with tiny people all over their walls and pyramids, and the people are about the size of the giant's feet.
Oh, and that's depicted right there for us to
It
see.
is.
So, yeah. It goes on to read, from ancient giants to very tall people to what we imagine as a normal-sized being averaging 4 to 6 feet in height, and those much smaller, this vast range of sizes have all existed on this planet. Giants and much larger animals, etc., still live inside the Earth and on the expanded Earth we are quarantined away from. Inner Earth has multiple frequencies and various worlds within it that often bleed through into our little section of the globe. Many of you are also aware of this planet being used as a dumping ground for the most dangerous, malevolent, and beastly unwanted creatures in the solar system and beyond. Currently, inhabitants also include the most light-filled, benevolent, angelic beings who rebelled against the negative alien coup d'etat of this universe. Seen as unwanted by the prison wardens, they were placed here against their will. There are also inhabitants that are somewhere in between, all striving to survive and thrive here on this planet.
This must be really a huge, huge planet. I kind of visualize perhaps it could be the size of Saturn, maybe, or Jupiter. I mean, just a really huge.
Well, you know what I visualize? I visualize a beach ball, and you know, at either end of the beach ball, there's kind of a little round portion, and then everything's sewn into it. I feel the size of that little patch, that's us. And the rest of that beach ball, we have no idea of. Yeah, that's how I envision it anyway.
Well, this planet was initially a very sacred living library of every blueprint ever created by our creator. It has now come to hold many creatures the dark conjured up through hybridization and cruel experimentations, et cetera. To this day, the majority of life on this tiny section of the planet are completely unaware of the greater Earth outside of our area or what lives deep below the Earth's surface. And that's what you were talking about, Johnny, about
That
the
sums up
internal.
our. Yes, it says here also, similarly, there are people who have no context whatsoever concerning the Jesuits, the 33 degree Masons, the deep state pedophilia, the CIA, pardon me, the CIA created serial killers and assassins funded by governments, and the negative aliens running the Vatican, and different alien species directing governments against their enemies through war, etc. You know, they're not aware of these things. These people often don't seem to have a care in the world as they jaunt off to foreign lands to sip exotic drinks and argue about who the prettiest Kardashian is. This is not to make fun. This is to point out the power of social media, television, and the mainstream news. Deep state forms of communication never say a word about the truth and point us away from very important hidden realities concerning life on this planet. We live in our own tiny Truman Show. And that's the end of the quote there, Kev.
Yeah, well, that's right, John. We do live in our own tiny Truman Show, and if you haven't seen that show, I encourage you all to watch or look at that Truman Show. It's very informative, you know, and it's kind of
It
like what
is.
we are. We are living in our own Truman Show.
And so many of these shows have
Yeah.
and movies have been revealing truth.
Right.
You know.
Well, you know, the point is, if you don't exactly know what's happening underground with massive mythical creatures and hybrid creations chained to rocks to keep them from escaping, and they all need to be fed. And if people don't know how the deep state planned to use these monsters in the total takeover of the world, along with hidden nuclear weapons, satanic black magic grids to bring in more demons, frequency, mind control, and fake alien CGI invasions, all of that, then they won't be able to comprehend what's happening under Iran, Iraq, Israel, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and other countries that the United States white hat military are interacting with, you know?
Right. It's just amazing to me, Kevin, all this stuff that's going on. I don't know. We've no idea the vastness of what the white hats are up against, you know. And I'll just read a couple of quotes here and a bit of from a meme, Kevin, that sums that up as well, what you're speaking of. We are in a galactic war right now, battling creatures from unknown places and unknown origins. And the white hats are doing everything they can to make their actions appear to correlate with the surface level intel, but all it does is make the military look highly overreaching and tyrannical. You know, they're doing their best to try to make everything run smoothly so that the vast population is not injured or, you know, attacked. And then on the meme it says, "We can never assume to know what the military is doing or what they're dealing with. It's generally 1,000 times more serious and dangerous than people expect, but their main priority is keeping humanity safe, and we are. They fight for us." So, you know, thank you so much to
Oh,
the
yeah, sure.
military and the White Hat Alliance, and we all love you so very much for everything you do for us that we have no idea of, you
Exactly.
know.
Yeah, that's right, John. Well, to finish out this article, Cat is the C3 has more transcripts from Q the Storm Rider on Patreon's podcast. So more information is provided in this article. And as always, we encourage listeners to go read some of those transcripts. It'll provide you with more information. All right, next article, To Serve Man, Aliens and Wisdom. We see a meme of Rod Sterling in front of the iconic black and white spiral, and the caption reads, "Rod Sterling was from the Creation Lightship, a light stream from one of the 12 source energies. The light being animating Rod was here in a body to support the ascension, offering difficult truths and stark awakening through his creative offerings. Just as the Star Trek series was basically brought to you by the Creation Lightship to inspire awareness, infinite possibilities, hidden gifts, and humanity's origins, the Twilight Zone was a series that would help people awaken to the more sinister pitfalls humans may experience living on Earth, in an attempt to veer them away from trauma and regret."
Wow, that's quite a statement there, Kevin. So Rod was one of the 12 source energies. And it makes me wonder if any of the cast on Star Trek were, you know, from any of these you know,
Probably could
12
be.
light beings.
Live long and prosper, you know.
It sounds to me like it likely was for them to deliver those messages. And I'll just read a paragraph
Yeah.
from here, Kevin. It says, one memorable Twilight Zone episode, often considered the best, was titled To Serve Man. This story revolved around a group of very large aliens who land on Earth. Claiming they had come to support humanity, they offered advanced technology to solve the energy and food shortages and prevent international warfare. This alien race, called the Kanamets, offer a book written in the Kanamet language, apparently as a peace offering of sorts, leaving it with the U.S. officials while they determine if the Kanamets are friend or foe. I think I'm saying that right,
Yeah,
Kanamets,
the
Kevin?
Kanamets,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah.
The Kanamet representatives were all sporting panda eyes,
Wow,
as
and
many as the tonic.
Kevin,
Yeah.
we didn't realize that at the time, but did
No,
that shock you when you were kind of
Yeah, I
thinking
didn't
back? Yeah.
connect that whatsoever.
No.
I had no idea what panda eyes were, of course, back
No.
in the 60s. Yeah, you just don't know.
Right.
So, and as many satanic rock stars on Earth do while performing, they also have those like panda eye things. Panda eye is a term used to describe the bruising around the eyes of children who have been sodomized and harvested for adrenochrome, mostly by aliens pretending to be human. As the Twilight Zone episode plays out, Michael Chambers, a cryptographer with the U.S. government, tasks a member of his staff, Patty, to get to work deciphering the Kanamet book.
And Patty quickly determines the title of the book translates as To Serve Man. With this optimistic title and a polygraph determining a Kanamet volunteer was telling the truth, the United Nations, with a rather cold reception from the wise Soviets, embrace the aliens and welcome them to Earth, where they proceed to turn the Earth into the utopia they promised. The next promise is to bring humans to the Kanamets' home planet, described as a paradise. Embassies are established in every country on Earth, and each passenger is welcomed and weighed prior to boarding the ships.
Ding, 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 ding. I think I would have something about weighing me. I don't know.
That's right. What?
Well, Michael Chambers decides to retire on the Kanamet's planet and prepares to board the ship. Patty, determined to continue deciphering the Kanamet book, and appears to be staying behind. As the last human boarding one of the ships, Chambers swings around when he hears Patty's voice calling to him, and he takes a few steps back down the ramp toward her when she screams, Mr. Chambers, don't get on that ship. The rest of the book, To Serve Man, it's a cookbook.
Gee.
No.
Wow. And look, the little we know of the aliens that have come here and what they do, Kevin, and d different ways they consume us, you know. So here we go. And obviously there's many aliens out there want to do just as they're suggesting here, as we'll find out later on in this article. It says here, Chambers attempts to jump off the ramp when a large Kanamet battles him, pushing him back up the closing ramp. The final scene we see Chambers being forced to eat in order to be fattened up as a meal for the Kanamet alien race.
Yeah. Well, of course, Rod Sterling, he is presenting a harsh warning. There are many races that come here or interact with humanity claiming to be friendly, when in fact they simply want access to humans for food, for sex, DNA, slavery, and even for our children, etc. Even very innocent people are being told stories about aliens coming to save them, ready to whisk them away on their ships to avoid war, unhappiness, or disease. One very dangerous alien in a human body, disguised as a benevolent alien UFO expert on Earth, has been telling people all aliens are benevolent. Open to them, trust them, follow them. It's a trap.
Right, and you do see lots of that on YouTube
Yeah.
and perhaps other areas too where they're telling you that message exactly. It goes on to say, be smart. Not all aliens are benevolent. That's just common sense. Are all humans benevolent? All animals? All aquatic life? All insects? We live in a duality matrix. The internet, which was given to us by the aliens, is flooded with videos, podcasts, and books written by people channeling negative aliens, promising their ships will be coming to pick everyone up, insisting people board their ships to escape the challenges of Earth. Many of these groups base their information in the Egyptian times, or they promote a specific race, which is said to be benevolent, such as the Pleiadians, Arcturians, Orions, Lyrians, Zetas, Reptilians, or Andromedans, etc. And this is amazing what the rest of this has to say. It says some factions within these groups may be benevolent, but most of them eat humans, and they won't tell you that on their podcasts, videos, or books. Just like the Twilight Zone episode, To Serve Man, they may seem benevolent and friendly down to the last minute. So I thought that was quite a statement that it says, but most of them eat humans. That really is quite a statement.
That bites, doesn't it? Ugh, okay.
Oh, gee.
Bad, bad pun.
Pardon the
I'm
pun.
sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Always remember the negative aliens need humans because humans have light and the negative aliens no longer do. This means you are more powerful than them. You don't need to be saved, especially not by creatures who can only exist by siphoning your life force energy.
Wow. And as I say, there's many different ways they siphon your life force energy.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, Kevin.
All right. Next article. Teresina. Light wisdom. Irish for tender. We see a meme of a woodland elf who has a halo of light surrounding his head and he is holding out his hands, palms up, touching the nose of a deer sitting in the grass. The caption reads, "There is no charm equal to tenderness of the heart." And that was a quote by Jane Austen.
Yeah, it's absolutely true too, Kevin. You know, nothing makes me feel better than giving or receiving kindness, and I'm sure that's the same with most people.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. You know, I can't wait, John, until we have the ability really to communicate with our animals, to really talk to them, to, I guess with the telepathy or something, through
Yeah.
the heart, of course, but it'll be cool to be able to
That's right. I
communicate.
feel them. And many of them can feel us,
Yeah.
you know.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and move on to the next article. Now we're kind of starting to wind down on time, and
Right.
hopefully we can get through it here. But
Okay, sounds
here's the
good.
article. The
All right.
simulation. All possibilities creation. Star Trek revealed everything. And of course, this is my favorite topic. We see a meme of a USS Enterprise staff member exiting the interior of the ship and entering a holodeck simulator. And the caption reads, "Similar to the holodeck on Star Trek, using realistic simulations with light, with projected light, force fields, magnetic electric energy, objectively tangible solidity, and physical interactive matter simulators, the illusion of solidity was established through density. We experience life in an advanced holographic simulation platform, creating realistic interactive 3D environments, objects, and characters using intention, imagination, photons, plasma, frequency, vibrations, magnetism, electric, emotional, sensual energy, and force fields, allowing players to blend with and believe in the simulation. Programs within the simulation can be written and projected by any player within or observing the experience."
Yeah, it's truly incredible, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would like to emphasize something that you read there. The illusion of solidity was established through density.
Yeah.
It's slowing down. Now it goes on to explain that here. It says temperature and pressure have a lot to do with how we experience what we call life. You could say density is frozen light. For example, health and vitality improve with light and heat. Most people that go south or into the warmth for a vacation realize this and feel this. Density creates challenge, and challenge is what allows a multitude of experiences impossible without the simulation of density. Everything seemingly solid is a simulation initially created by consciousness. Nothing is solid or real aside from the experience of solidity. However, this won't make sense to the mind or the senses because the mind and senses are our avenue to experience, and that's what makes it real.
All right.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah. Well, obviously we begin as a spirit with no solidity, pure light and peace, excited about having experiences. The adventure maker, Hermes, Mercury, Thoth, facilitated unknown experiences by introducing mind energy, which is the opposite of light. Game on. Now we have a platform for experiences we could never have had before. It's the mind and its programs which create density, duality, and the illusion of death. The mind is a simulation computer and a receiver for downloadable programs. We still have spirit, and now we have mind. We are
Right.
still energy source, which means we can create anything we want. But now we have this exotic, enchanting, enticing toy called mind.
Right. It goes on to say, to play with mind energy, our spirit gives power to the mind, not really knowing mind involves darkness and duality. Most people don't realize they're creating things with their thoughts that trap them in the experience of the matrix in a very seemingly real way. We hold the key to escape the matrix, but the mind doesn't want us to use it, so we don't. The mind has become the master, and it's more interested in making money and being admired and respected and all these kinds of things, having a big house, a fancy car, being sexy, intriguing, popular, all that kind of thing. And on it goes. The mind keeps going, producing ideas that many want to experience. Not that that's anything inherently wrong with that. It just keeps us in the matrix, in duality, at the mercy of darkness.
Well, John, I think we're going to have to end it right there. We don't have very much time left, so
Okay.
I feel like we did have another great show, John, and we
It
covered
was wonderful.
a lot of information. I certainly enjoyed our discussion today. How about yourself?
Oh, I sure did. Yes, there's lots here to go through. And as we had talked about at the first, we didn't know if we could get through it all. So this is what's inspiring us to perhaps do that extra program we talked about.
So please remember to go within your heart as often as you can and stay in the highest of loving frequencies. Stay calm, flow like water, and remain grounded. Reduce the use of that phone and computer and wraps it up for John and myself with this episode.
Awesome.
And we hope you enjoyed the program. John and I will see you all again Saturday, May 2nd, for a live show, same time, right here on BBS Radio TV, to continue our discussions on the articles of For the People.Space, right here on Acumen Perspective.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone, for coming out and hanging on the monkey bars with a couple of old orangutans. We appreciate
Woohoo!
it. And
Peace out,
Don,
everybody.
awesome. Don, if you can cue our music, we'd greatly appreciate it.
All right.
We went deep where the truth runs wild.
Stay aware, stay free. This is a Cumin perspective.